before finally gaining a measure of success in the classroom, to struggling with and eventually conquering kanji, and gaining the ability to read Japanese at an advanced level, to struggling to live and work in Japan, and fit into its oftentimes hard-to-crack culture, and eventually succeeding at finding a level of comfort and acceptance, and forming many lasting relationships with Japanese counterparts, to becoming a professional Japanese translator and interpreter and Japanese language instructor, and continuing to maintain and even improve my Japanese years after moving back home in my life after Japan. As you read, a full picture of what it really takes to succeed at Japanese, both inside the classroom and beyond, in order to attain a true, functional proficiency in the language, will emerge. Equally as important, you will learn how to negotiate the many unique nuances of Japanese culture, as well as avoid the many pitfalls and detours in the learning process that can result in years, if not an entire lifetime, of lost time and frustrated effort in attempting to learn the Japanese language and understand the complicated intricacies of Japanese culture. Embarking on the journey toward mastery of the Japanese language is by far the most challenging and rewarding thing I have ever done in my life. It is a journey that is still and will forever be in progress, and one that has bestowed upon me rewards in the form of friendships, experiences, career fulfillment, and even monetary gain beyond my wildest expectations. I wish you the very best of success on your own journey toward mastery of the Japanese language and discovery of the Japanese culture, and sincerely hope that this book will help you realize your own Japanese aspirations. If a young, not-so-bright Midwestern adult with no special aptitude for language learning, like me, can master Japanese, then so can you. Introduction. First, a word about what it means to master Japanese. What does it really mean to master Japanese, or any language for that matter? Does mastering Japanese imply knowledge of every vocabulary word, every element of grammar, and every single kanji? Does it mean speaking, reading, writing, and comprehending the language at a level equivalent to a native speaker? Since few, if any, of us have mastered every single nuance of our own native language, clearly it is not possible to master every single nuance of a foreign language, let alone Japanese. If that is the case, then what are we really talking about when it comes to mastering a foreign language? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines mastery as follows: knowledge and skill that allows you to do, use, or understand something very well. As it relates to Japanese, when I speak of mastery in this book, I simply mean gaining a sufficient grasp of the language at some satisfactory functional level that enables you to use the Japanese language, and by doing so directly access the Japanese culture for whatever purpose you may have, whether that be using your Japanese for your business or career, making and communicating with Japanese friends, living in Japan, traveling to Japan, studying in Japan, consuming Japanese media, such as novels, manga and anime, Japanese film or TV, in the original language, or perhaps even forming and maintaining a romantic relationship with a Japanese-speaking partner. When it comes to Japanese, mastering the language also means mastering the many unique nuances and social conventions of Japanese culture, so that you not only use the language fluently, but in a culturally and socially appropriate manner as well. For when it comes to Japanese, the language and the cultural context in which it is used are intimately intertwined. In my own case, mastering Japanese has meant gaining verbal fluency in the language so that I can carry on conversations in Japanese with Japanese friends and acquaintances, conduct business in Japanese with Japanese clients and associates, and negotiate my way through Japanese culture and in Japanese-speaking social circles without any reliance on English whatsoever. It has meant gaining enough competence with the written language so that I can read Japanese newspapers, magazines, websites, novels, manga, and read and write emails, letters, and other correspondences. It has meant acquiring sufficient listening comprehension so that I can watch Japanese film and TV, including news and variety shows, Japanese dramas, and Japanese anime, without any reliance on English subtitles. Mastering Japanese has meant acquiring a sufficient